Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Been a fun, fast 4 hours. As it always seems to be when I get the opportunity to work with Gabe Ramirez.
G&G.
That's right, G&G, the Oak Park Boys. However you like to know us, we are here for you. Thank you for listening to the show today. Thank you to the guests that we had on today. We had Patrick Bertoletti, the winner of the 2024 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. The Coom Dog, Ron Coomer, talking about the Cubs and a rare coast of a win yesterday. And we talked to Keith Smith covering the NBA for SpotTrack and the Front Office Show. And before we do transition with the next show, which I can't wait to introduce, I got a little something for you. This is officially your chance right now, your chance to be part of a live studio audience for Mullion Hawes July 18th broadcast from 6 to 10 a.m. at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. The guys will be joined by special guests on the eve of training camp and during baseball's All-Star break. It is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, Through It All, and Schmaltz Deli, spreading deli goodness everywhere. Be caller number 6 right now to be part of the live studio audience, 312-540-0670. So be in on it. Thank you, too, to Alex Kuhn, our executive producer, did a great job of keeping us reeled in today. And now it is my pleasure to bring in the Bernstein and Holmes Show, which is led today by Lawrence Holmes with two very familiar faces, friends of Lawrence Holmes, friends of Chicago media. First of all, he is back in our Chicago Score studios. He is Tony freaking Gill. He is part of the trio that has been assembled here at the Score today. When was the last time you worked at the Score, Tony Gill?
Like 4 years ago.
4 years ago, and you went to NBC Sports Chicago. Mm-hmm. You've gotten married, and now you are here hosting.
He's got a baby.
He's got a baby, yeah.
Oh, he's got a baby, too. Yes. Absolutely. Tony is all grown up here. And right next to him is the Matt Eberflus whisperer. We've heard lots about his relationship with Matt Eberflus. He is the one and only Jason Leisure covering the Chicago Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times on a daily basis. What's up, Leisure? How are you?
Mark, are you still doing the Matt Eberflus doppelganger look, or are you done with his retired?
I feel like I fell behind, man. Like, once he, like, tightened up that beard and he got the fade.
He got sexy.
I'm just putting on a baseball cap right now. I got to get my people to take care of me because he was taken care of. I don't think I'm there right now, Jason.
You got 2 weeks till camp, Grody.
That's true. I don't know if that's enough time. I don't know. Like,
can you grow the beard in 2 weeks?
I can grow a nice gray beard, actually.
Okay.
No, that's funny. Like, I'm thinking about this right now, Jason. And Lawrence, I know you covered the Bears for a living. Like, I always feel like I never do enough in this time that we have off where there's no football, like the off season in general.
Are you going to go anywhere?
Well, I did go to Florida.
Okay.
I took a nice hot Florida trip where it's 90 degrees in Florida. I did do a week of that.
I mean, a weekend in like southwestern Michigan might not be a bad idea.
No,
you got to get away because you know what the next 6 months is going to be.
You could find yourself in like a dark retreat, like Aaron Rodgers. You know, just
something like
ayahuasca.
That.
Ayahuasca. Yeah.
Find yourself some healing crystals and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I heard
something
that works.
To just, it's like anything, like a summer of high school. So you never feel like you did enough with it, and I'm already feeling that angst here as we close in on Bears.
There's still time, man. There's still time. You could still get the hair. You could still grow the beard. You could still go buy some Lululemon clothes. You look just like Matt Eberflus,
man. Yeah, he is wearing Lululemon now, too, isn't he?
Matt Eberflus starter pack over here.
right. Yeah. Did you know, speaking of the Bears, Mercedes Lewis, big dog?
Yeah, the big dog.
Tone imagines in his mind, he hears his 8-year-old daughter talking to him and making demands of him.
Tony
ain't been gone that long.
He's not that grown.
Tone hears her referring to, calling him, addressing him as big dog.
Oh, no, nice.
Yeah, like make with that bottle, big dog.
Yeah. That's the internal monologue is what I need.
How's fatherhood been for you?
It's been an interesting pathway to adulthood.
Well,
like instant adulthood. Like if I didn't think I was adult before, I better be now.
Yeah. Being responsible for the little person, making sure they're alive all the time.
Yeah. I'm not even at the raising part yet. This is just keep it alive. Keep her alive.
Exactly.
Here
exactly
is an egg. Is. Don't let this egg crack.
I do not want to be responsible for anything that happens to this person. I do not want to be a bad parent. That's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's a good place to be.
Tony, tell Grody and Gabe your manly moments that you had recently.
Yeah. So recently, I got a chance to grill again. This is only my second time in life, so nothing more manly feeling than standing in front of a grill full of meat.
He's a young grill master.
At the family barbecue, though.
Yeah, barbecue.
Yeah.
So, the whole thing is just don't kill anybody.
Same thing, raising the kids, cooking the barbecue.
Just don't kill anybody.
Right, so this is your second time grilling, said, in life. How did it go? And I'm asking,
what did you burn?
I'm very aware of not burning things because I'm just overwatching all the time. So just hot dogs, burgers, chicken, stuff like that. So but the more important manly thing, re-establishing the safety of my family.
Jesus. Wait a minute. What'd you buy?
I bought 9-volt batteries.
Oh, okay. I was thinking something much different here.
The smoke detector and the carbon monoxide detector.
Oh, nice.
So it's the most manly thing I've done.
You're dabbing hard right now.
I know, right? Like, I felt like I needed a belt. You ever saw that? I think it's a Progressive commercial where the guy's just looking at the stairs and very proud of it. Like, I felt very proud just standing underneath it and like, it's not beeping. I think we're all good. I have kept my family safe here.
There are things that I know I'm good at and things I know I'm not good at. Grilling is one of them. I stay away from the grill.
Mm.
Like, why would I want to put my 60-70% into this grill? No. Whoever is better, go do that. You're probably going to do it. So that's a lot of courage to step up to the plate there, too.
Oh yeah.
Are you on cocktails though, or what? Like, what's the?
I'm on chilling. I'm on running around watching
smart
the kids.
Man.
Yeah. No. I know my place. I'm gonna make a couple jokes. I'm gonna make the conversation keep going. I'm gonna have people. I'm gonna do that. That's my role at the family barbecue. My dad can handle the grilling. you know, hopefully, no, my girl ain't getting me a drink either. I'm daddy, bro. I'm daddy. Daddy takes over everything, man. That's really what it is. Jason, what about you? You cooking at your house or what?
All the time, man. All the time.
Oh, so you're the grill master
year round. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's snowing or negative 10.
But no hot dogs and hamburgers. That's just like, that's for the kids still.
No, I can do that.
Okay, yeah, I thought you were like.
But if you're going to do burgers, man, you got to do it right. You got to get the instant read thermometer out there. You got to have the you got to have the griddle going. You got to get the Maillard reaction where the burger's crispy on the surface.
The Maillard reaction?
Maillard reaction, yeah, where it's crispy on the surface.
A lot of words happening.
Tender in the middle.
Right, Tony, you got a pen out? Are you writing stuff?
No, he would, though, because when he's talking, Gabe, when he's talking about going and changing the batteries of the smoke detector,
yeah,
which I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Not that hard of a job, but I'm happy for it. It reminds me of Step Brothers when they, Step Brothers when they have to be adults and grow up and go buy toilet paper. Sucks. Tone's like, I sat there and I'm like, we need batteries. And I wrote down my shopping list. Yep. Got to get batteries. And I drove to the Home Depot and I found the batteries and I brought them home and I put them like, yeah, that's great, buddy.
Hey, look, we all have life developments at different times, man. Yeah. Like I can attest to that. I am always about 10 to 15 years off of the things I should be doing.
Gertie told
me
a story about how he wrote a list of two things down.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Jewel.
Yes.
Came home and forgot one of them.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yeah, I got sidetracked because then, you know, you see other stuff, you run into people, and then
can you imagine that? He went to the store for two things, wrote it down, came back.
Walked. I didn't even get my, I could have gotten in my car and gone, but I'm like Lawrence, man. I like walking.
And you know what, Gross? Like, everything up until you left the store was great.
Perfect.
You decided instead of driving, you would walk.
Had good conversation on the way.
You had an actual list.
Amen.
You got into the store, got sidetracked.
Probably had a playlist or a podcast going.
Absolutely. The whole thing was planned out.
I got to know, when was the moment when you realized you didn't have one of the things you went to the store for?
That's a great question. It was once I got back into my place, shoes were off. I reestablished comfort in my place. And then I was like, because if I had had the shoes on still, and maybe it was even jacket weather at that point in time, I might have run back out again. I might have taken my car this time. But no, of course, I was disrobed by the time I realized that.
How much clothes come off?
Disrobed? Were you naked?
Guys, I've been a bachelor for so long that I don't even know how I act around my apartment. It's probably very dangerous in terms of the things I do and the way I comport myself when nobody's watching.
Grody's neighbor's getting a view, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, try to keep the windows closed. I'll be today the windows will be closed and I will be, last thing for you guys, I will be napping today point in time.
Let me stop. Yeah. How long is a nap? Now you, Grody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is what I'm getting to. So go ahead.
So the math is that a nap should be no longer than 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Because if you go longer than 45 minutes, then you go into REM and it messes up the rest of your sleep cycle.
Ooh.
So if you want to still go to bed later on and go to sleep, you can't go more than 45.
Okay.
Jason, isn't the official guidance on, say, drinking alcohol, just that you should never do it? I mean, nobody's following that.
That's true.
I'm trying. I have my nap alarm is set. My timer is set for 41. Like, just so that I never end up going over 45.
Okay. Wow. Don't naps often? I don't take naps. I wish I could. I don't have that superpower. I don't have that ability. But don't naps often happen impromptu? Don't they happen... You just, next thing you know, you're asleep.
You got to plan that. Yeah, you got a busy day. You're like, I got a 2-hour window.
Today is a great day for it. I'm a big, I categorize naps. The Friday afternoon nap is clutch.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Golf nap is great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there are
How long is your nap, Grody?
Oh, today, I mean, I'm planning on, this is how this came up, but I realize
that's why I brought this up, guys.
I am planning on taking a 3-hour nap today, but sounds something.
You said 4 or 5 hours on the show. Don't try to clean it up for the fellas. Don't try to clean it up for the fellas. You said 4 or 5 hours. I said, girl, that's not a nap.
That's
you're going
to sleep. To bed.
Yes.
That's just going to bed. That's not a nap.
Not a nap.
You might as well like put on like an old school sleek cap.
With an oil wick candle.
Yeah. Yeah. Place it on the bedside. You get out your quill pen and write a note.
Perhaps some warm milk to cuddle.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice.
Well, the tryptophan will help.
You guys are hilarious.
Before we let you go, I can't let you guys out of here without us talking about Gabe's footwork video.
Oh,
okay.
We talked a little bit about earlier. But yes,
Tony, did you see it?
I did not.
Oh, so Gabe was at the Fire game, and I guess some people, you know, like we're starting, and he like moved everyone back. He's like, "No, I'm about to get
yes,
this."
Yes, he did.
I'm about to get
that's
this
Gabe's
footwork.
Role at the cookout. There it is.
I told you guys. That's what I do. I bring people together,
and he was out here getting it
big time. Big time. I did love the way he moved. He's like, get away, man. Back up. If I'm going to do this, I need some room.
It was the most Chicago-ish ever. Because everyone knows, like, there's a couple of jams, like a couple of footwork jams, and when they come on, it's almost like automatic. And you could see it happen with Gabe. You could see Gabe be like, yeah, you know, I'm supposed to be out here. I'm Mr. Chicago Fire. I'm supposed to be hosting it. And then, like, it clicked. And he is like, no, I'm about to get out here and let these young kids know what's up.
Oh, man. It was so funny, Lawrence, because the producer of the show, his name's Taylor. I was about to do the hit, and he's like, oh, Gabe, you should go in the middle of those kids over there. And I was like, do you want me to go in the middle of the kid? Like, he didn't know that I could dance. He was like, you should go. And he thought he was trying to put me in a situation where I'd be embarrassed.
He's trying to front you
off.
Yeah,
exactly. And I was like, okay. And I was like, let's go live. And then we do it. And then that's why I really did it, because I just wanted to flex real quick. That's
how Amen. What was the song though?
I think it was AAO or something like that.
Yeah, okay,
that's
okay.
good. Okay. And it's still up.
AAO, something like that.
Still up on your Insta page, right?
Yeah, if you go to Gabe's Instagram page, you will see it, and it's great.
Chicago, everything.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Been a fun, fast 4 hours, as it always seems to be when I get the opportunity to work with Gabe Ramirez.
G&G.
That's right, G&G, the Oak Park Boys. However you like to know us, we are here for you. Thank you for listening to the show today. Thank you to the guests that we had on today. We had Patrick Bertoletti, the winner of the 2024 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. The Coom Dog, Ron Coomer, talking about the Cubs and a rare coast of a win yesterday. And we talked to Keith Smith covering the NBA for SpotTrack.
and the front office show. And before we do transition with the next show, which I can't wait to introduce, I got a little something for you. This is officially your chance right now, your chance to be part of a live studio audience for Mullion Hawes July 18th broadcast from 6 to 10 a.m. at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. The guys will be joined by special guests on the eve of training camp and during baseball's All-Star break. It is brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all and Schmaltz Deli, spreading deli goodness everywhere. Be caller number 6 right now to be part of the live studio audience, 312-540-0670. So be in on it. Thank you to Alex Kuhn, our executive producer, did a great job of keeping us reeled in today. And now it is my pleasure to bring in the Bernstein and Holmes show, which is led today by Lawrence Holmes with two very familiar faces, friends of Lawrence Holmes, friends of Chicago media. First of all, he is back in our Chicago Score studios. He is Tony freaking Gill. He is part of the trio that has been assembled here at the Score today. When was the last time you worked at the Score, Tony Gill?
Like 4 years ago.
4 years ago, and you went to NBC Sports Chicago. You've gotten married, and now you are here hosting.
He's got a baby now.
He's got a baby, yeah.
Oh, he's got a baby, too. Yes. Absolutely. Tony is all grown up here. And right next to him is the Matt Eberflus whisperer. We've heard lots about his relationship with Matt Eberflus. He is the one and only Jason Leisure covering the Chicago Bears for the Chicago Sun-Times on a daily basis. What's up, Leisure? How are you?
Mark, are you still doing the Matt Eberflus doppelganger look, or are you done with his retired?
I feel like I fell behind, man. Like, once he, like, tightened up that beard and he got the fade.
He got sexy.
I'm just putting on a baseball cap right now. I got to get my people to take care of me because he was taken care of. I don't think I'm there right now, Jason.
You got 2 weeks till camp, Grody.
That's true. I don't know if that's enough time. I don't know. Like,
can you grow the beard in 2 weeks?
I can grow a nice gray beard, actually. Right. Okay. No, that's funny. Like, I'm thinking about this right now, Jason. And Lawrence, I know you covered the Bears for a living. Like, I always feel like I never do enough in this time that we have off where there's no football, like the off season in general.
Are you going to go anywhere?
Well, I did go to Florida. Okay. I took a nice hot Florida trip where it's 90 degrees in Florida. I did do a week of that.
I mean, a weekend in like southwestern Michigan might not be a bad idea.
No,
got to get away because you know what the next 6 months is going to be.
Find yourself in like a dark retreat, like Aaron Rodgers. You know, just
something like
ayahuasca.
That.
Ayahuasca. Yeah.
Find yourself some healing crystals and stuff.
Yeah. I heard something that works. It's like anything, like a summer of high school. You never feel like you did enough with it. And I'm already feeling that angst here as we close in on Bears.
There's still time, man. There's still time. You could still get the hair. You could still grow the beard. You could still go buy some Lululemon clothes. You look just like Matt Eberflus, man.
Yeah, he is wearing Lululemon now, too, isn't he?
Matt Eberflus starter pack over here.
right. Yeah. Did you know, speaking of the Bears, Mercedes Lewis, big dog?
Yeah, the big dog.
Tone imagines in his mind, he hears his 8-year-old daughter talking to him and making demands of him.
Tony ain't been gone that long.
He's not that grown.
Tone hears her addressing him as big dog.
Nice.
Yeah, like make with that bottle, big dog.
Yeah. That's the internal monologue is what I need.
How's fatherhood been for you?
It's been an interesting pathway to adulthood. Well, like instant adulthood. Like if I didn't think I was adult before, I better be now.
Yeah. Having to be responsible for the little person, making sure they're alive all the time.
Yeah, we're at the. I'm not even at the raising part yet. This is just keep it alive. Part. Keep her alive.
Keep it alive.
That's exactly.
Here
exactly
is an egg.
Is.
Don't let this egg crack.
I do not want to be responsible for anything that happens to this person. I do not want to be a bad parent. That's awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that. You know, it's a good place to be.
Tony, tell Grody and Gabe your manly moments that you had recently.
Yeah. So recently. I got a chance to grill again. This is only my second time in life, so nothing more you know, manly feeling than standing in front of a grill full of meat.
He's a young grill master.
At the family barbecue, though.
Yeah, at the family barbecue. Yeah. So, you know, the whole thing is just don't kill anybody.
Yeah.
Same thing, raising the kids, cooking the barbecue.
Just don't kill anybody.
Right, so this is your second time grilling, you said, in life. How did it go? And I'm asking,
what did you burn? That's the question.
See,
something.
I'm very aware of not burning things because I'm just overwatching all the time. So just hot dogs, burgers, chicken, stuff like that. So but the more important manly thing, re-establishing the safety of my family.
Jesus.
Wait a minute. What'd you buy?
I bought 9-volt batteries.
Oh, okay. I was thinking something much different here.
The smoke detector and the carbon monoxide detector.
Oh, nice.
So it's the most manly thing I've done.
You're dabbing hard right now.
I know, right? Like, I felt like I needed a belt. You ever saw that? I think it's a Progressive commercial where the guy's just looking at the stairs and very proud of it. Like, I felt very proud just standing underneath it and like, it's not beeping. I think we're all good. I have kept my family safe here.
There are things that I know I'm good at and things I know I'm not good at. Grilling is one of them. I stay away from the grill. Mm. Like, why would I want to put my 60-70% into this grill? No. Whoever is better, go do that. You're probably going to do it. So that's a lot of courage to step up to the plate there, too.
Oh yeah.
Are you on cocktails though, or what? Like, what's the?
I'm on chilling. I'm on running around watching
smart
the kids.
Man.
Yeah. No. I know my place. I'm gonna make a couple jokes. I'm gonna make the conversation keep going. I'm gonna have people. I'm gonna do that. That's my role at the family barbecue. My dad can handle the grilling. Hopefully, not my girl ain't getting me a drink either. I'm daddy, bro. I'm daddy. Daddy takes over everything, man. That's really what it is. Jason, what about you? You cooking at your house or what?
All the time, man. All the time.
Oh, so you're the grill master.
Grill year round. Yeah, it doesn't matter if it's snowing or negative 10.
But no hot dogs and hamburgers. That's just like, that's for the kids still.
No, I can do that.
Okay, yeah. I thought you were like.
But if you're going to do burgers, man, you got to do it right. You got to get the instant read thermometer out there. You got to have the griddle going. You got to get the Maillard reaction where the burger's crispy on the surface.
The Maillard reaction?
Maillard reaction, yeah, okay. Where it's crispy on the surface.
A lot of words happening.
Tender in the middle.
Right,
Tony,
there,
you got a pen out? Are you writing?
No, he would, though, because when he's talking, Gabe, when he's talking about going and changing the batteries of the smoke detector,
yeah,
which I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Not that hard of a job, but I'm happy for you. It reminds me of Step Brothers when they, it's part in the movie Step Brothers when they have to be adults and grow up and go buy toilet paper.
Sucks.
Tone's like, I sat there. And I'm like, we need batteries. And I wrote down my shopping list. Yep. Got to get batteries. And I drove to the Home Depot and I found the batteries and I brought them home and I put them. Like, yeah, that's great, buddy.
Hey, look, we all have life developments at different times, man.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I can attest to that. I am always about 10 to 15 years off of the things I should be doing.
Grody told
me
a story about how he wrote a list of two things down.
Oh, yeah.
Went to Jewel.
Yes.
Came home. And forgot one of them.
Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Oh, yeah, I got sidetracked. Because then, you see other stuff. You run into people. And then
can you imagine that? He went to the store for two things, wrote it down, came back.
Walked. I didn't even get – I could have gotten in my car and gone. But I'm like Lawrence, man. I like walking.
And you know what, Gross? Like, everything up until you left the store was great.
Perfect.
You decided instead of driving, you would walk.
Had good conversation on the way.
You had an actual list.
Amen.
You got into the store, got sidetracked.
Probably had a playlist or a podcast going.
Absolutely. The whole thing was planned out.
I got to know, when was the moment when you realized you didn't have one of the things you went to the store for?
That's a great question. It was once I got back into my place, shoes were off. I reestablished comfort in my place. And then I was like, because if I had the shoes on still, and maybe it was even jacket weather at that point in time, I might have run back out again. I might have taken my car this time. But no, of course, I was disrobed by the time I realized that.
How much clothes come off?
Yeah. Disrobed? Were you naked? Guys, I've been a bachelor for so long that I don't even know how I act around my apartment. It's probably very dangerous in terms of the things I do and the way I comport myself when nobody's watching.
Grody's neighbor's getting a view, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, try to keep the windows closed. I'll be today the windows will be closed and I will be, last thing for you guys, I will be napping today point in time.
Let me stop. Yeah. This how long is a nap? Well, now you, Grody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So this is what I'm getting to. So go ahead.
So the math is that a nap should be no longer than 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Because if you go longer than 45 minutes, then you go into REM and it messes up the rest of your sleep cycle.
Ooh.
So if you want to still go to bed later on and go to sleep, you can't go more than 45.
Okay.
Jason, isn't the official guidance on, say, drinking alcohol, just that you should never do it? I mean, nobody's following that.
That's true.
I'm trying. I have my nap alarm is set. My timer is set for 41. Like, just so that I never end up going over 45.
Okay. Wow. Don't naps often? I don't take naps. I wish I could. I don't have that superpower. I don't have that ability. But don't naps often happen impromptu? Don't they happen... You just, next thing you know, you're asleep.
You got to plan that. Yeah, you got a busy day. You're like, I got a 2-hour window.
Today is a great day for it. I'm a big, I categorize naps. The Friday afternoon nap is clutch.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Golf nap is great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So there are
How long is your nap, Grody?
Oh, today, I mean, I'm planning on, this is how this came up, but I realize I am.
That's why I brought this up, guys.
I am planning on taking a 3-hour nap today, but it sounds
said, you, nice. Said four, you said 4 or 5 hours on the show. Right, don't try to clean it up for the fellas. Don't try to clean it up for the fellas. You said 4 or 5 hours. I said, girl, that's not a nap.
That's
you're
just
going
to sleep.
To
bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
just going to bed. That's not a nap.
That's not a nap.
You might as well put on an old school sleep cap.
With oil wick candle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Placing on the bedside.
You get out your quill pen and write a note.
Perhaps some warm milk to cuddle.
Yeah.
I think that would be nice.
Well, the tryptophan will help.
You guys are hilarious.
Before we let you go, I can't let you guys out of here without us talking about Gabe's footwork video.
Oh,
okay.
We talked a little bit about earlier, but yes,
Tony.
What you got?
Tony, did you see it?
I did not.
Oh, so Gabe was at the Fire game, and I guess some people, you know, we're starting, and he moved everyone back. He's like, "No, I'm about to get
yes,
this."
Yes, he did.
I'm about to get
That's
this.
That's Gabe's
footwork.
Role at the cookout. There it is.
I told you guys. That's what I do. I bring people together,
and he was out here getting it
big time. Big time. I did love the way he moved. He's like, get away, man. Back up. If I'm going to do this, I need some room.
It was the most Chicago-ish ever. Because everyone knows, there's a couple of jams, a couple of footwork jams, and when they come on, it's almost like automatic. And you could see it happen with Gabe. You could see Gabe be like, yeah, you know, I'm supposed to be out here. I'm Mr. Chicago Fire. I'm supposed to be hosting it. And then, it clicked. And he is like, no, I'm about to get out here and let these young kids know what's up.
Oh, man. It was so funny, Lawrence, because the producer of the show, his name's Taylor. I was about to do the hit, and he's like, oh, Gabe, you should go in the middle of those kids over there. And I was like, do you want me to go in the middle of the kid? He didn't know that I could dance. He was like, you should go. And he thought he was trying to put me in a situation where I'd be embarrassed.
He's trying to front you
off.
Yeah,
exactly. And I was like, okay. And I was like, let's go live. And then we do it. And then that's why I really did it, because I just wanted to flex real quick.
Hey, man. What was the song, though?
I think it was AAO or something like that.
You know, okay.
That's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
And it's still up.
AAO, something like that.
Still okay. Up on your Insta page, right?
Yeah. If you go to Gabe's Instagram page, you will see it. Yes. And it's great.
Chicago, everything.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.